You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello, Kate, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
And you've brought in a guest with us first this morning.
I have. I've got Joe Randerson here from Barbarian.
I'm Joe Randerson. Good to see you both.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Thank you. I am stoked to be here.
You're obviously in the theatre.
Can you tell from my sort of bubbly personality and charisma?
Well, no, you came in with Kate, so that's for the theatre segment.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'm from Wellington. I work in theatre, but we're up at the moment making an awesome show in the Civic, so we're pretty buzzed out.
Cool. What show is that?
We're doing a show called Grand Opening. It's on this weekend. It's a bit of a special event because we have access to the beautiful Civic Theatre, and we're taking audiences on an experience. We're wanting to sort of flip the script a little bit, you know. It's not like
I've
usually
heard about this.
Have you heard about it?
I think I have.
We go in back ways. We explore secret parts of the building that you'd never usually see.
So my business partner.
Yes.
Once used to own a cafe that was
Daryl or Derek.
It was DKD. DKD Cafe.
Yeah. And who's your business partner?
Because what I'm about to say next isn't really that cool. Andrew was his name. With Daryl and that, we used to break into the Civic all the time.
Wow.
We muck around there in the middle of the night. It was really cool fun.
I am glad because I've heard some stories from John Redford. I don't know if you know John, but he also has lots of stories about breaking in because.
Not breaking in like, no, so let's, you know, just to go in there and sit
nothing
in there.
Illegal.
And, you
know, nothing illegal.
No, but just that there are all sorts of little. For some reason, but no.
Yes.
I don't know if there are any more because a lot of that building's been demolished now where DKD Cafe was.
Actually, that cafe, the space is still there and we've marked it up on our tour. One of the groups Woo-hoo! Will get to go and secretly explore it. Because that's a really special.
Only one of the what?
Well,
what's going on?
We have two different pathways.
Yeah.
And each
pathway
gets a different.
Pick a path book.
Pretty much.
Oh,
that's
okay,
right.
Yeah.
People want choice these days. Mm. But we have done a bit of research about DKDs because John Radford reckons that there were the pinball machines in there, and that he slid them off the trapdoor, opened the trapdoor, went down and ended up inside one of the turrets. You know those beautiful turrets on either side
goodness.
Of the stage.
Yeah, they're amazing. Yeah.
Did you do exploring there too?
I don't know if it shifted the pinball. We don't know where that's all coming from.
Maybe
but
there's a lot
machines.
Of secret alleyways because the building has that. Sort
there's
of
a lot of unusual
shape.
Things went on at that cafe.
But yeah. Well, the cafe.
It was a cafe for free thinkers.
Yeah. Peking Man did a video in there.
That's amazing.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah, but so what space is left there?
So now it's been turned into the Abyssinian room because the whole building has that sort of like Indian, Moroccan, Abyssinian, weird like sort of ethnic composite sort of feel to it.
which is so cool because no one would do that nowadays.
No, absolutely.
Everyone would be way too particular to do it nowadays.
Absolutely. It's a bit of a weird anathema in that way. And also me and Kate were just talking about the beautiful, it was designed as an atmospheric cinema. So the building's have got these like vines and beautiful turrets and fake balconies inside the auditorium. So it's
don't forget the lions.
And the lions, panthers, Abyssinian panthers.
Oh, sorry, I mean
whose eyes glow. That's what when we first went in, they're like, do you want us to
kind of scary,
the tiger's light eyes on? We're like, yes, please. And the cloud machine and the star show, yes, please.
I know the cloud machine.
Who has the watch theatres have that anymore? It's a special place.
So you've done this in another theatre down in Welly as well.
Yeah, we did it at the Opera House, what used to be the State Opera House.
It's a beautiful, beautiful theatre as well.
That's another place, yeah. And so what happened there, similar sort of thing.
No panthers there though.
No panthers. It's not quite as grand. It's got its own majesty. It's got some nice little shabby corners in it, the Opera House.
That is such a Wellington thing to say. It's got its own majesty. Sure it does, yeah.
Hey, we've got our own majesty down in Wellington here. Yeah.
Hello, Wellington.
Well, they've got a ghost, though, the Opera House, huh?
Yes,
there is,
yes.
Yeah.
There's
a ballet dancer.
Yeah.
Ballet or belly? See, the Civic would have a belly dancer, wouldn't it? Yeah.
No, ballet.
No, but the Civic would have, if you were to have a ghost, the same way that there's a ghost in the Wellington one, then if you were to have one at the Civic, it would be a belly dancer. Fit more with the theme, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, probably builders is what we understand because there were several
belly dancing builders.
Builders who actually did pass away because it was built in 33 weeks. Mm. It was crazy fast.
How
fast
really?
Because it was just leading into
just paper mache or something.
Pretty much. But there used to be builders like out every morning apparently trying to get in.
Wow.
And if you didn't lay something like 300 bricks an hour,
see you later.
Gone.
Yeah. See you later. Slow bricker. You'd be called, you'd be branded a slow bricker and on
get
your way.
Get off the chain. Yeah, exactly.
So let's go back a bit. So what are you doing? You're just so, taking people through. Is it a show?
Yeah, it's let's call it an experience.
Cool. It's really cool.
And it's not a classic sort of tour of the place because the Civic also does those more just historical tours. But this is really, we want to give people a theatrical experience, but a real like reverse of what you usually go in, sit down, watch a show. And I think we're quite into activating audiences and also interacting with them. So the audience, it's more immersive.
And also making them bring something to the table as well.
That's right. Yep. So we hope people will share some of their stories and memories too. But we basically have six professional performers who will guide you through this experience. You'll come across different performers on the way.
I love that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good.
I went to something sort of, not as fun as that, but the museum does it now and then as well for kids.
Oh, yep.
And they do sort of like a, you know, after hours thing there. And yes. You know, I don't mind a good actor sort of taking me through a story like that. It's cool.
Yeah, I like that too. And also I think we've got some great actors in our actual tour guides. Like, I don't know if you've ever done the Cape Kidnappers tours, but whenever I do them, these guys who drive the tractors, they know their history. They're great performers and they drive tractors.
Like some of the best performers in this country are tour guides.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Milford Sound on the boats there, and some of those guys. Woo!
And that's where the inspiration actually came from. In a way, we were at a show at the St. James in Wellington with its own majesty.
And, that also has its own
And
right.
the show didn't start, and the poor ushers had to keep like telling the audience they couldn't go in yet, and watching them under the pressure and their humanity. That's where we sort of really fell in love with the ushers as characters.
So you took their pain and turned it to commercial enterprise.
That's art.
And so, how many performers have you actually got? Because there's some choirs as well.
Mm. Choirs
we have
as well.
About 60. We call our community performers who come in and very generously donate their time to be part of this experience. So they sort of, we make up a space for them, we work with them to design their room, and then they get to, and they create what they want to do in that space. And so our ushers sort of guide them through. We've got a choir, we also have an awesome drag performer, we have some performance poets, we have an over 60s performance group.
See, you're ticking a lot of good boxes there. Your drag queens, your performance poets, your choirs, over 60s.
That's
what else
right.
you need?
It's all about the marketing, isn't it?
I was just thinking when you said we've got choirs, I thought, you need a choir. A choir, that's icing on the cake. Over 60s as well. Performance
choir. Got everything. But also, deal. I think that's the other thing. This is about access to us in a way. You know, like making the building accessible for all these performers, and that the building is accessible for us. AK Live have been awesome and just opening the doors for us to be here. But for a lot of those performers, they come into the Grand Civic and they're really excited to be there. Mm. And hopefully our audiences will sort of feel that too, that they get access to this other part of the world.
Because the Civic's kind of amazing in that no matter how many times you go there, it still feels special every time.
There's so many different rooms. Yeah. There's the Taj Mahal room, the Safari room, the Borobudur lounge.
I don't know. I feel like I've been there a million times, experienced it in so many different ways, but I don't feel like I've even scratched the surface.
Yeah.
That sounds really exciting, the Taj Mahal room. Do you think, Sarah?
tell me more. When is it, Mikey? When is it?
This weekend.
Oh, shit.
How much is it?
It's only $15. We wanted to keep it accessible so your families can come. It'll be a great show for kids.
Yeah, Jo said to me, she's going to charge. I said, no, $15, I said. and then you guys will all go along, surely. Now you can book tickets, of course, prior.
Yeah, book tickets online.
Which is what you're probably...
Yeah, and the tours leave every 15 minutes. So you can just book online, and if you miss one, you can go 15 minutes later.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Half an hour. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and now can I just say to anybody that's going anywhere into the city and maybe thinking of parking in the Civic car park, use the prepay thing. Once you park your car, go and pay for your night's parking immediately. As opposed to like we did after Jimmy Carr the other night, wait for 45 minutes at a shitty old car parking ticket. It really takes the shine of a comedy show, that. A whole bunch of other people that have been at a comedy show were standing in a line together quietly.
You weren't in good humour then?
I was in good humour when it started in the line, but, 40 minutes into it, I was...
Now, just to play us out, you've picked a particularly theatrical song. Is there any reason you've picked this one? I've got no business here.
Oh, great. So our beautiful performance group, Marvelous, who are over 60-year-old performers, they are going to be doing these No Business Like Show Business. I can't wait.
So they're
love
pros.
To hear it.
They're pros.
They're
right.
pros.
Right. Thank you very much for coming in, Joe.
Thank
Pleasure.
You.
There's no...
You better get a word in, Kate.
...like show business... Like no business I know. All made up, and soon you'll be appearing. Every bit of nervousness is gone. the sound that's music to your hearing, to hear them cheering when you come on. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. How I wish the folks at home would only see what's come to any, how proud they'd be. Getting paid for doing what comes naturally. Let's go on with the show.
The show at dawn. The music.
That was Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Well, goodness, we've had quite a fair few texts coming in saying, I only heard the last 2 minutes. Can you repeat the details, please? I'd love to go. I didn't catch the details for the tour. What's the booking site, please? Well, the show is called Grand Opening and it runs from the 20th to the 21st. That's this weekend. Bookings are pretty much essential. Tickets are 15 and you get them from AucklandLive.co.nz.
Can I read that? I want to read that text out there about the...
It's pretty choice, right?
Someone just sent in. I really love DKD Caffin. I really love my friend Andrew, who went into business for Squid. He was one of the owners of Squid with us. And if you're listening, Andrew, g'day, buddy. And but DKD was a very special place for Aucklanders. You know, I watched from the top of that building is where I watched, funnily enough, the Red Sox parade, the America's Cup parade with Peter Blake. My mum and I took my mum up to the top of Andrew's flat, which is up the top of DKD up there, and we watched it from the end. And it was like, oh, we had some fireworks off there once too, and we went down to Queen Street and we had a car. But someone just sent this text in. My mum took me to DKD Cafe when I was a teenager, and I realised my mum might actually be a little bit cool. And I was so shocked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.